რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
რადიო თავისუფლება თავისუფლობას განაგრძობს ახალი ამბების გამოშვებით. უმთავრეს ამბებს გაგაცნობთ ჯერ. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ქალაქ ლვოვში რუსეთის სბერბანკის ოფისს ცეცხლი გაუჩინეს. სირიაში რამდენიმე აფეთქების შედეგად რეგიონებში, რომლებსაც მთავრობა აკონტროლებს, 140 ადამიანი მოკლეს. საუდის არაბეთი შიიტებს ასამართლებს ირანის სასარგებლოდ ჯაშუშობის ბრალდებით. რესპუბლიკური პარტია აცხადებს, რომ წყვეტს საჯარო დებატებს. და სხვა ამბებს ახლა დაწვრილებით გაგაცნობთ. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ქალაქ ლვოვში რუსეთის სბერბანკის ოფისს ცეცხლი გაუჩინეს. 21 თებერვლის ღამით მომხდარი ამ თავდასხმას წინ უძღოდა მცდელობა ხანძარი გაეჩინათ სბერბანკის სხვა ოფისისთვის იმავე ლვოვში. ლვოვის ადგილობრივი ტელევიზია იტყობინებოდა, რომ უცნობმა პირებმა თვითნაკეთი ალებადი ბომბები ესროლეს ბანკის ფილიალებს. ერთი ოფისი დაიწვა, მეორეში მეხანძრეებმა შეძლეს ცეცხლის ჩაქრობა. ლვოვის თავდასხმები მოხდა ერთი დღის შემდეგ, მასმედიაც კიევში ნაციონალისტებმა აღნიშნეს საპროტესტო გამოსვლების ორი წლისთავი და დაარბიეს რუსეთის ორი ბანკის ოფისი. 2014 წელს 21 თებერვალს უკრაინის მაშინდელმა პრეზიდენტმა ვიქტორ იანუკოვიჩმა გამოსვლების შედეგად უკრაინა დატოვა. 22 თებერვალს კი პარლამენტმა ის თანამდებობიდან მოხსნა. სირიელი აქტივისტები და მთავრობის მომხრე მედია იტყობინება, რომ 140-ზე მეტი ადამიანი მოკლეს ამ ქვეყნის იმ არეალებში აფეთქებების შედეგად, რომლებსაც მთავრობა აკონტროლებს. 21 თებერვლის თავდასხმები მოხვა შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივნის ჯონ კერის განცხადებას, რომ წინასწარი შეთანხმება იქნა მიღწეული რუსეთთან ნაწილობრივი ზავის შესახებ სირიის კონფლიქტში. აფეთქებები მოხდა ჰომსში, პრეზიდენტ ბაშარ ალ-ასადის რელიგიური ჯგუფის ალავიტების დასახლების არეალში. ჰომს თითქმის მთლიანად აკონტროლებს მთავრობა. სხვა აფეთქებები მოხდა დამასკის შიიტურ გარეუბანში, იქ 87 ადამიანია დაღუპული. ჰომსის და დამასკის თავდასხმებისთვის პასუხისმგებლობა ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანებამ ისლამურმა სახელმწიფომ იკისრა. საუდის არაბეთში სასამართლოს წინაშე წარდგა 32 პირი, მათ შორის 30 შიიტთა უმცირესობის წარმომადგენლები არიან. 32 ბრალდებული, მათ შორის ირანელები და ავღანელები, 2013 წელს დააპატიმრეს, რასაც მოხვა შეშფოთება შიიტურ წრეებში. შიიტურ წრეებში არიან პირები, ცნობილი პირები, რომლებიც პოლიტიკაში არ ერევიან. ბრალდებებს შორისა უკაცრავად ჯაშუშური ქსელის შექმნა, ქვეყნის ეკონომიკური ინტერესების საბოტაჟი და სხვა. იანვარში საუდის არაბეთში გაასამართლეს და სიკვდილით დასაჯეს შიიტი სასულიერო პირი, რასაც თეირანში საუდის არაბეთის საელჩოზე თავდასხმა მოხვა. შედეგად რიადმა დიპლომატიური ურთიერთობა გაწყვიტა თეირანთან. თავდაცვის მინისტრის თინახი და შელის მიმართ მართველი კოალიციის წევრი მრეწველთა პარტიის ლიდერის გოგი თოფაძის ბოლოდროინდელ ბრალდებებზე ამ ეტაპზე საჯარო დებატებს წყვეტს რესპუბლიკური პარტია. მისი თავმჯდომარის ხათუნა სამნიძის მიერ დღეს გავრცელებულ განცხადებაში ნათქვამია, რომ ბოლო დღეებში რესპუბლიკელები იძულებული გახდნენ კოალიციის ერთ-ერთი პარტნიორი პარტიის წარმომადგენლისთვის საჯარო და მკაცრი პასუხი გაეცათ, რაც განაპირობა თავდაცვის მინისტრის მიმართ ცილის მწაბლელურმა, ანტიკოალიციურმა და ანტისახელმწიფოებრივმა განცხადებებმა. ამ ეტაპზე პარტია წყვეტს დებატებს. ცნობით დასრულდა ახალი ამბების მოკლე გამოშვება. ამბები პრაღის სტუდიიდან გაგაცნოთ. ოქროპირ რუხაძემ ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
He went from performing in small talent shows in his native Memphis, Tennessee, to selling out New York City's Madison Square Garden. Maurice White has been called one of the most influential figures in American music, period. On February the 4th, Maurice White passed away in Los Angeles, California, after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. But like all great musicians, he left behind a legacy of music that will become the soundtrack of a generation. This week on Soul Lounge, we are celebrating the life and music of Maurice White, the founder and co-lead singer of the legendary Earth, Wind, and Fire. Up first, the title track from their 1975 album, That's the Way of the World. Maurice and the band were asked to produce the album as the soundtrack for a movie of the same name. Earth, Wind, and Fire were also supposed to appear in the movie, but when it became clear that the movie was going to be a flop, the group decided to release the album first, and it sat on top of the Billboard pop charts for 4 weeks. Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire with The Way of the World inside the Soul Lounge.
Oh, across the world sings call.
Stand up now on.
Call.
Earth, Wind, and Fire with Shining Star, the song that won them a Grammy in 1975, the first of seven Grammys the late Maurice White won over the course of his career. This is Soul Lounge, and I am the Lady DJ, Shauna Renee, and we are celebrating the life and music of the late Maurice White, who started Earth, Wind, and Fire with his brother Verdeen in 1969. Back then, they called themselves the Salty Peppers. That was until Maurice decided to change the name of the band to Earth, Wind, and Fire in 1971. The same year they released their self-titled album. Critics loved it, music lovers bought it, and the group was well on its way to superstardom. Later in 1975, Earth, Wind, and Fire released a double live album called Gratitude. The project gave fans who hadn't had the chance to see the group live a chance to hear for themselves how dynamic the band is on stage. Maurice White co-wrote the song with artist Al McKay. It was a hit for the band and included the positive and spiritual essence that became Maurice White's signature. It starts, "When you feel down and out, sing a song, it'll make your day." Indeed, here is Sing a Song by Earth, Wind & Fire on our special musical tribute to Maurice White inside the Soul Lounge.
It sounds so good.
Yeah.
from their 1978 Best of Earth, Wind & Fire album. That was September. The song reached number one on the Billboard R&B charts and number eight on the Billboard Hot 100. The song also did exceptionally well in Europe and the UK, propelling the group to new heights and preparing them for the huge success they would enjoy in the 80s. Maurice White influenced countless artists during his career, many of whom took to Twitter to send their condolences, such as Questlove of the Roots, CeeLo Green, Lenny Kravitz, Q-Tip, and Quincy Jones. As a musician, you know, one of the best ways you can show your respect and admiration is by covering a song. And that's exactly what D'Angelo did on his Live at the Jazz Cafe album in 1998. Here is D'Angelo with his rendition of Earth, Wind & Fire's Can't Hide Love inside the Soul Lounge.
Sounds so good.
I wonder,
could it be a lie or a sign of the times? Why can't we open our eyes to the sign of the times?
from the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the second half of the Soul Lounge. Stay tuned because in just a little bit, Nikki Strong will join us. She had a chance to see the legendary Jody Watley perform with a reimagined version of the group that put her on the map, and she's going to tell us all about it. Lila James and Molly Music, they're also on the way this half. But first, I want to take you back. Way back to 1981. Coming up next, Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is called Let's Groove, our old school cut of the week inside the Soul Lounge.
music is the language of the soul.
James has been compared to Chaka Khan, Etta James, Aretha Franklin, almost all of the great female soul singers, and for good reason. Her gritty, honest, powerful voice is something to behold. We just heard her Set Me Free, and I understand she is working on a new album and hopes to put the finishing touches on it very soon. In the meantime, she is busy touring Europe, where I know they are eating her up. Speaking of live shows, our friend Nikki Strong recently caught a great show, and she is here to tell us all about it for this week's Strong in the City. Nikki Strong, welcome back to the Soul Lounge.
Hey, Shauna, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So, as always, you come with some very exciting recollection
Sorry.
Of some great place you've been, some wonderful person you've met.
Oh, my goodness.
So what have you been up to? You went back to our Blues Alley,
yes,
right?
Blues
Which
Alley.
Is we have a great relationship with Blues Alley
yes.
here at VOA1.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you went back there and,
yes.
and saw who?
I got to see Jody Watley. Now, you know who Jody Watley is.
Oh, of course. I'm looking for a new love, baby. I know it.
You know it's funny. Okay. So, yeah. So, as we know, Jody, now a lot of people may not know all of Jody Watley's history, and I'm not going to go into all of it, but she was a member of Shalamar. But prior to that, she was on Soul Train. She was one of the key dancers that people loved on Soul Train. One of the favorites I had watched growing up, not just for her funky fashion style, but also for her style of dance. And it's interesting. I took a class with a friend of mine, Brian Footwork Green, who's a choreographer to a lot of these artists. And I remember taking a class with him, and he was sharing how Jody Watley helped to popularize a form of dance that's now called whacking. Mm-hmm. And that she, yeah, and that basically how she was moving was like whacking in its earlier stages.
Whacking.
So, yes, okay. Whacking. Now, you may have seen it and didn't know it was called whacking.
Didn't know it was called whacking. Yes, I guarantee you I didn't know it was called whacking.
It's kind of like a funky, I can't. You go popping and locking. It's like a variation of locking. Yeah. But it's more, I don't know how to explain it.
After the show. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you, Google, because you can't see me, so I can't demonstrate. But she's a dancer at heart. And then she went on to Shalamar, and it took her profile to another level. And Shalamar has a rich legacy in and of itself. But, sometimes I say Jody got the boot from Shalamar, but I really mean that the conditions were really not conducive to her growing. They were very unhealthy. And so she really had to leave in order to soar. And when she did, boy, did she soar. I mean, I always say her legacy pales in comparison to Shalamar's, but it's all part of it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she became a fashion icon. She's also, like, she's won so many awards. She's won Grammys. I think her, along with Janet Jackson and Madonna, rank as one of MTV Video Music Awards' most nominated female artist ever.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. Yeah, mm. Yeah. And, you know, you think about celebrities on Broadway. She did it. She actually played Rizzo in Greece. She was the first African-American to do so.
I can totally see that. Can I tell you a funny story before you get back to Jody?
Yeah.
I, when I was a younger person, I wanted to be on Broadway, and the only role I wanted to play on Broadway was Rizzo. So right now I'm sitting
Rizzo
here
too.
Jealous.
Rizzo was my favorite. Was it because we just didn't want to play the goody two shoes?
I don't know about you. I'm not going to speak for yourself because I wasn't a goody two shoes.
Well,
so.
On some level, we related to Rizzo, right?
It was going to be a stretch for me. But yeah, anyway, so okay.
She was the first African American woman to play that role.
Okay, that's awesome. Yes. That's awesome. But she was on stage at Blues Alley at the concert. So now I know you said this was a little different than
mm-hmm.
maybe what we would have expected.
Because it was Shalamar Reloaded. So she had, it's a different lineup. It's her and Nate Allen Smith, singer and a dancer, and Rosera McCoy, who is a major choreographer to like all of the stars. So the video that went viral of Keke Palmer doing Aaliyah for Halloween, he choreographed it.
Oh, okay.
So it just gives you a little taste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the three of them come and they do this whole show. Now, with Rosero doing the choreography was very extensive. I didn't know what to expect. Like, I knew it was going to be a good show. But when they hit that stage and they started singing and dancing, and it was extensive, and it was fly, and
mm-hmm.
it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did their set, and then the two guys left. And then Jody does a whole set by herself. Now, mm-hmm. she has a new CD out called Paradise, really nice CD. And the single is Dancer. She comes on stage. She does Dancer. And she does a freestyle.
Okay.
And she's freestyling. This is not a 1-2-step, kickball change, cute stuff.
That's
and
awesome.
Then, she takes you into her music. And, and there are moments where she's singing a request. So it was just a great show. And then the guys come back on and they do some other songs as well, some of the other signature stuff. Fantastic show.
Oh, well, good. And I know you got a chance to go backstage and speak to her.
I did. I love Jody Watley, so it was wonderful to go backstage. I mean, we've conversed on Twitter, but mm-hmm. to be able to go and say, hey, lady, what's going on? One of the first questions I asked her was, how did she come up with the name of Shalamar Reloaded?
Well, we are Shalamar, and I used Reloaded because it's a new era for us. We have a new single, new music, and so people wouldn't think it was a reunion. So Reloaded is just like State Farm, you're in good hands. Shalamar Reloaded. It's a marketing term.
How'd you wind up picking out Rosero and Nate?
I mean, look at them. I mean,
they're awesome.
Who could say no?
And they're meant to dance. And
yeah,
sing.
They
come
dance
on
and
here.
Sing, and the people are loving them.
Yeah.
And so we're just getting started.
I'm getting a big kick out of the fact that Shalimar, the group, has gone through so many different lineups.
Yes.
And then here you are, you have taken the name and you have flipped it on the head and said, you know, because you were one of the people that got booted, and you're like, Shalimar is mine, and I'm creating this lineup.
I never would have thought I would end up being the legal owner of the trademark. Mm-hmm. And so as a businesswoman and artist, that, you know, it's about learning and taking your knowledge and using it.
I know you touring the States right now. Mm-hmm. Do you plan on doing some international touring?
Oh, yeah. We've done already. We've been to the UK. We've been to Japan. We're on our way back in January. We've been to Brazil. In the Netherlands, and we are going all around the world. But I love that we are taking our show across the United States, because there hasn't been a touring Shalimar in the United States since probably 1982.
Yes,
and but we're the best because we dance.
Yes.
And this is like, the universe gifted this to me, because this is the Shalimar of my dreams.
That's awesome. Oh, get off.
Oh,
it's true. Okay. Now, I love the new CD.
Thank you.
Has there been a greater reception for it abroad than in the States?
It's both. I think that people are curious.
Yeah.
I think that they're open to it. So it's been great. And the single and the video for Slow Dance is really beginning to catch on. And of course, with my solo stuff, Paradise, and Dancer Remixed is, you know, the other side. Yeah. And so we're just going to keep growing and evolving and giving quality and good vibes to the people.
What's next? What other visions do you have?
Tons. I'll keep them all close to the vest. But we will be releasing another new song, Shalimar. This one will be a banger. Slow Dance is the perfect segue. It's a little classic soul, contemporary R&B, and we're just setting the people up.
Well, thank you, Jody.
Thank
you. And
people
can get more information at jodywatley.net.
Yes, and shalimarofficial.com.
All right, so now that's gotten me excited for the new album. Did she tell you when the album is actually coming out?
No.
Okay.
There's no word yet as to when the new Shalimar Reloaded album will drop. So it's the Slow Dance is the single, which I really, really like. I mean, Jody's album, solo album, is out now, Paradise. But for Shalimar Reloaded,
right,
we have Slow Dance. I loved it when they did this song at the show. And it's a great, it's a sweet song. The way she described it is exactly what it sounds like.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Nikki, for being here, and thank you for bringing us some new music from Jody Watley and Shalimar Reloaded. This is called Slow Dance inside the Soul Lounge. See you next week, Nikki.
Bye.
Dance floor. I wanna know, does
vision. No, 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 no. We're gonna make it like the first time. I felt your heart beating next to mine, to mine, to mine. I wanna feel your hands around my waist.
Slow down the pace.
Let's slow down the pace.
I rest my head on your shoulder and we move in time.
Move in time.
Side to side.
Soul Lounge.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still. 'Cause honestly, for the same people, life can be so. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude. But you are
my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful.
Yeah.
That was Molly Music with Beautiful, a beautiful song, one of my favorites here inside the Soul Lounge. And as another show comes to an end, I just want to remind you that I always welcome your feedback, your requests, and if you just want to say hello, I'd love that too. You can reach me, the Lady DJ, via social media. Just search VOA Lady DJ on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget, you can check me out every single day on VOA One, the Hits. Go to voanews.com for more information on that. So I will be back with more Soul Lounge next week. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
მენ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება არის თავისუფალი პოლიტიკური სივრცე, ისეთი პოლიტიკური სივრცე, სადაც ნებისმიერი რასის, ეროვნების, სქესის ადამიანს შეეძლება თანაბრად მონაწილეობა, აქტიური მონაწილეობის მიღება საზოგადოებრივ საქმიანობაში. ეს არის ჩემთვის თავისუფლება.
ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge. We'll be right back.